It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
A comprehensive system that helps you improve your sleep.
This is our HomeBot 2.0.
I believe it's the only 80-inch LED LCD TV.
This is the 830 series line of SSDs.
An alarm clock, it's an assistant. She's your digital friend.
This is actually going to be out at the end of 2012.
The CES is all about stuff you buy. But one company is selling machines that let you make your own stuff. Bree Pettis is CEO of MakerBot and showed me a new 3D printer he has for sale.
We call it the Replicator, and it kind of invokes kind of the future that we're looking for. Like, instead of buying things, just download them or design them, and you can have them for pennies instead of dollars.
You load Replicator with plastic or biodegradable corn-based material, give it a design, and it produces an actual thing.
We have a site called Thingiverse where there's thousands and thousands of things. Some of my favorite things are mechanical items, things like clocks made out of gears, like grandfather clocks. Also practical things like bathtub plugs, shower curtain rings, replacement doorknobs.
Where do they get the designs for this?
You can either design them yourself in 3D modeling software, or you can go to Thingiverse.com and download all sorts of things.
So this is, we've been hearing about 3D printing for a while. This is like 3D printing for everybody.
Exactly. So when we started, we really wanted a 3D printer, but we couldn't afford one. So we made one with the tools we had on hand, and when we realized we could do it cheaply, we thought everybody should have one of these.
Replicator sells for $1,749. Everywhere you go at the Las Vegas Convention Center this week, you see screens, huge ones, tiny ones, TVs, tablets, computers, phones. There's other stuff too, but all you notice is screens. So there's a lot of work being put in to get you to watch stuff. And that's a challenge for the folks putting the content on those screens.
Like everyone else, I'm looking around to see what these manufacturers actually put out for display.
Jim Maynard heads up digital strategy for DreamWorks. He says his studio needs to make new entertainment to suit all the situations in which people are now on screens.
You know, I'm standing in line at the grocery store and you see people are killing the 5 minutes they have watching a video off of YouTube or some pre-downloaded content or catching up on one of their shows. So what we're really talking about is how to give them what they want to watch, where they want to watch it, when they want to watch it.
Getting content on all those screens is tricky. Say you want to watch your favorite cable show on an iPad. Well, there are legal agreements to worry about.
Those agreements generally don't allow content to be distributed off the cable box. And then the monetization of this has to get sorted out. So, you know, what am I willing to pay on the go for that access? And if the economics are sorted out, I think the content agreements will get sorted out.
So on small screens, there are still some tricky issues. Meanwhile, in the actual movie theater, life is good, thanks to advances in digital projection.
Storytelling is really the essence of what our industry is, and these technologies help us tell the story in more effective ways.
That's Chris Cookson, president of Sony Pictures Technology.
The picture doesn't get scratches, it doesn't get dirty, it stays exactly as good on the 100th showing as the first showing, and then you realize that the picture is much more stable than it used to be, the colors are much more vibrant, so I think that it's improved the experience quite a bit.
Chris Cookson from Sony. You can find more of our coverage of the Consumer Electronics Show at MarketplaceTech.org. I've also posted some pictures of some things I've seen around the floor on our Twitter account, at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.